news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, of course, is brought to you by SFCU. So if you're joining us there tonight, glad to have you along. Back in Norwich tonight, it's more eight-man football here on the turf, as it is UV and Green doing battle tonight. And once again, back in Norwich, so I'm joined by Norwich Athletic Coordinator Rich Turnbull. Rich, good to have you back again.
Thanks for having me, Nate. Exciting to be here. I'm excited. This is going to be a great game tonight between UV and Green.
I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. And we're going to do our best as well to keep an eye on your school, Norwich, as they're taking on Shenango Forks tonight. We got the web stream up. We're going to try to watch that a little bit as well.
It's going to be a tough one for Norwich tonight, but we're going to talk about UV and Green most of the time, I would imagine.
Yeah, UV and Green, it's senior night here for UV. A lot of the names that have been carrying this program the last couple of years being honored with their family, with their parents before tonight's game. So certainly exciting, and there'll be some new faces for UV next year. But I think most importantly, and you'll agree with me on this, Rich, that it's exciting that these guys got to get out here and play a couple football games this spring.
We love to have them here in Norwich. We love to get our turf used, especially helping the local schools, the local Shenango County schools. So we're glad to have UV here. We're glad to have Green here. And I'm glad to see that the Postma kid's still wearing his pink socks.
Yeah. Timmy Postma, one of the seniors that was honored before tonight's game, out there with his pink socks. So we love to see that. We're going to take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. When we come back, we'll have kickoff between Unadilla Valley and Green. It is eight-man football tonight here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
We want your trade-in. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. I've noticed that too many times car buyers only shop and compare the selling price of a vehicle. This can be a really big mistake because the value you're getting on your trade-in could save you even more money. And at Butler Auto Sales, we are proud to say we usually give you both, the best selling price and the best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything with a motor as a trade-in, even boats and motorcycles. And did you know, Butler Auto will buy your car in any condition, even if you're not trading it in. We will always give you a fair price for it, too. So get the best of both worlds at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit us online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, it is our goal to never lose a customer over price.
Choose from the area's largest selection of pre-owned vehicles and get the best of both worlds. Best selling price and best trade-in value at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. See every vehicle and apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. It will be Unadilla Valley and Green here tonight. Eight-man football on the turf in Norwich. Nate Lull joined by Rich Turnbull tonight. Green will be kicking off, and here we go. A squib kick right up the middle. Green trying to fool UV on the opening kickoff. It rolls far enough, but they couldn't catch up, and UV is going to have it at their own 40-yard line going left to right. They tried right off the bat there, Rich.
The green kicker tried to play to himself just like a soccer player there. It didn't work. He almost had it, but it was a you got to love these little plays in eight-man football.
Yeah.
Right? You don't see that anywhere else.
It rolled the 10 yards. I thought he was going to have a good chance at it. We've seen a couple of those this year in some of the other games I've done where they have recovered it, but it didn't go the 10 yards.
Yeah, very, very gimmicky. I love the eight-man game.
So this will be UV going left to right as we are underway in the first quarter, and this will be a QB keeper for Blaine Reifenberg taking off. He's going to have a first down and more into Green territory, tackled at the 40-yard line, and a good pickup there by Reifenberg.
Yeah, he got about 15 on that. He still likes to palm the ball from the last game. He needs to tuck that in there. We might be a little fumble-rooski like last time.
So UV is in the black tops tonight with the gold trim, the purple helmets, and the purple pants. Green on the other side has the white tops, the black pants, and the green helmet with the white stripe on it. They're on defense here on this first drive of the night. So here is UV again going left to right. They're at the Green 40-yard line, and it's going to be another QB keeper for Reifenberg. Splits the two defenders out to the 35-yard line, and he is brought down there by Damian Hitt of Green.
A good 4-yard gain at this point. He's going to have about he's averaging about 10 a game already.
Yeah.
10 a carry. It's good for him.
So we are underway here in the first quarter, about 45 seconds in, a scoreless game between the Storm and the Trojans. Eight-man football here tonight on WCDO. We're glad to have you along, and thanks for listening to the Butler Auto pregame show here tonight as well, as this will be a second down and about six to go for the Storm. Here's Reifenberg in the shotgun. Wants to run to the outside. Another QB keeper cuts back to the 30. Spin move at the 25. Damian Hitt again is there to take Reifenberg down, but he's going to work his way up to the 20-yard line.
I don't think we saw this last game. The Postman kid's in the backfield leading the way with the lead in the blocks.
Yeah,
I don't think he was like that last time.
I don't think so either.
Is this a little game plan strategy by the Storm? I don't think he was in the backfield last game. I think he was on the line, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. And, you know, these two teams did meet in week one over at Green.
Now he's back on the line. Yeah. You don't see that very often. You got Lyman switching back and forth to fullback.
Yeah, there he is. He's on the line
at
this point. And we'll have to keep an eye on that here tonight, as this will be a first down for UV. They're at the 22-yard line, and they're going to look to hand it off up the middle, and nowhere to go there for Marcus Proskin. And he was brought down. His breaking through the line was Tyler Brown there for Green.
Nowhere really to go there. Green had a good push on the ball.
So that's going to actually back up UV a little bit to the 28-yard line. Going to be a second down and about 11 to go. And we will have a timeout taken by the Storm. So we're going to step away for 30 seconds. 10 minutes to go in the first quarter. Scoreless tonight, high school football between UV and Green on WCDO.
Apply now for your Shandello Federal Credit Union MasterCard credit card. Why? Because from February 1st to April 30th, 2021, you'll get an extra low interest rate of either 5.9% APR or 7.9% APR. These rates will apply on all new purchases, cash advances, and balance transfers. With no balance transfer fees, you can pay off those high interest credit cards and save money or pay your taxes. Don't miss this opportunity and these exceptional low rates on your Shandello Federal Credit Union MasterCard. And if you don't have one, apply today at Shandello Federal Credit Union, 114 Main Street in Franklin. Some restrictions may apply. Find out more at Shandello.org.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Nate Lowell and Rich Turnbull with you tonight on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is back in our Main Street Sydney studios. He's our in-game producer. Out of the timeout, this will be a second and 11. UV is marching deep into Green territory at the 28-yard line. Scoreless in the first quarter with 10 minutes to go. Here is Reifenberg. He's going to pitch to the outside. UV with a run, and they're going to cut it back to the 20, to the 15, and very close to a first down before being gang-tackled. That was John Leonard on the carry for Unadilla Valley.
Lots of running plays this week for UV in a lot of different formations. That was an I formation. We haven't really seen that much from UV either. I mean, just a lot of different things going on.
We did see UV in their last game, which was, what, two weeks ago here when they took on Unitego, and the Spartans were victorious on that day. And that was a beautiful day for football on a Saturday afternoon and a nice Friday night here, perfect weather for high school football. That was a first down by UV, so they are deep now in the red zone. It's going to be a takeoff here. QB keeper for Reifenberg cuts back inside the five before he is brought down. Grayson Flanagan led the charge there as well. As Damian Hitt again for Green.
It appears every time they put the Postman kid in the backfield, Riffenberg is going to get the ball on a keeper. So it might be some type of strategy that UV has worked out. Put the Postman in the back, lead the block for Riffenberg, and here we go. Same thing in the backfield.
8:55 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless, but UV is on the march here. Again, tonight's game being played in Norwich on the turf. A big thank you to Norwich High School for hosting tonight's game. Riffenberg with a QB keeper right up the middle, splits the gap, and he is in for a Unadilla Valley touchdown, and they put six on the board.
Well done by UV. Stuck with the game plan. Heavy dose of Reifenberg. Touchdown, UV.
Boy, that was a big hole that got opened up on the line there, and he was just able to scamper right through for 6 points on a five-yard TD.
You gotta love eight-man football, right? We're going to have another high-scoring game. If you love points, you gotta love this game.
And a lot of people that I've talked to this year said, you know, I still haven't seen the eight-man game. It's worth it if you can find the time. It's a fun game to watch if you like to see a lot of action and a lot of scoring. So here's the two-point conversion try for UV. Again, Reifenberg is the QB, wants to throw. He's going to loft one up into the end zone, and it is caught, and it is good. Two-point conversion for John Leonard, and that's going to give UV a 8-0 lead. And he just turned at the right time, was able to haul that one in.
Yeah, they just spread out Green, put receivers on both sides of the ball, and easy one, just came back and got the ball for him.
UV leads 8-0 with 8:40 to go in this first quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
So Unadilla Valley takes an early lead here with 8:40 to go in the first quarter. A score on their first drive as Blaine Reifenberg runs one in. It's an 8-0 lead for the Storm over the Green Trojans, and now we'll see Green for the first time on offense tonight. As there's your guy, Timmy Postma, is going to kick this one away here for Unadilla Valley.
He's the Renaissance man. He does it all. Now he's a fullback. I mean, last week he didn't do that, but he does it all for UV.
So here is Postma on the kick, a line drive up the middle. This one will be fielded by the Trojans at their own 25. They're going to look to bring it out across the 30, out to the 40, and a nice run back there by the Green Trojans, as coming across was Wyatt Ingram. And it's going to give the Trojans very good field position here on this drive.
It was a nice little run back, 20-yarder. It was good. He's a pretty big kid, too.
I think we're going to see a steady dose of Ingram tonight, as well as Tristan Austin, Tyler Brown, Brendan White, and, of course, the QB, Josh Titus. And I think a lot of this is going to be in the hands of Tristan Austin, though. We'll see.
Well, they like to spread it out, don't they? They got receivers on both sides of the ball here. Ooh.
So here is Green again with the white tops, the black pants, and the green helmets. They're going to hand it off to Tristan Austin. Bounces to the outside. He's got some speed, 45-50. Here's Austin turning the corner to the 40, to the 30. Austin dancing down the sidelines before he's pushed out of bounds at the UV 20-yard line. Heck of a run there for Tristan Austin.
Can't ask for a better start for Green, a 40-yard run.
Very nice play there for the Trojans. And now they're looking to answer right back here after UV scored on the first possession of the game. 8:23 to go in this first quarter, UV 8, and Green nothing, but the Trojans are inside the red zone already.
Gotta love eight-man football.
Whew. And here is
fast.
It is a fast game. Here is Titus in the shotgun, and he's going to hand one off to Tristan Austin again. Splits two defenders, cuts up the middle. Austin with a stiff arm all the way down to the 1 yard line before he is brought down there at the goal line by Matt Bogdan.
Bobbled the handoff there, but didn't bother him. Still got about 15. UV is going to have to tackle tonight, or we might break 100.
Tristan Austin, he's strong, but he's tall, he's lean, he's fast, he can get to the outside. So 8:10 to go in this first quarter, and now Green trying to answer right back. We have seen some high-scoring eight-man games.
100? You've seen 100?
I haven't seen 100, but, I mean, we've seen a bunch of games in the 50s and 60s over the last couple of years.
I'm guessing right up the middle from Ingram.
And here is the handoff to Tristan Austin, and he is
oh,
in.
No. I was the wrong guy. Yeah, that's what I thought.
7:50 to go in the first quarter, and three plays into the drive, Tristan Austin dives in and will score for the Green Trojans.
Wow, Green likes to run the ball right up the middle with Austin, but he's going to be a tough one to get down today. Woo.
So about a 3-yard TD run there for the Green Trojans, and they're going to go for two. 7:50 to go in this first quarter. It's 8-6, and let's see if Green can get it in with a two-point conversion. Will we see Austin again? Here is Titus under center. The Green quarterback will hand it off. They get it to Austin, and he is brought down. A nice tackle there for Unadilla Valley breaking through. I believe it was John Leonard hauling him down. So it's 8-6 with 7:50 to go in this first quarter. UV leads by two. We'll be right back on CDO.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Matt's Auto of Otigo. 988-9264.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. 7:50 to go in this first quarter. Unadilla Valley leading 8-6, so both teams have had a possession. Both teams have scored. And could come down to the two-point conversions tonight, and who can convert those?
Oh, that's a good kick.
Green kicking one off, and it's going to roll all the way back to the 10-yard line. Reifenberg will pick it up there, work his way all the way out to about the 30-yard line, so a 20-yard return from deep in his own end. That's where UV will start this drive.
Reifenberg's pretty quick on his feet, a little dance move there to avoid a couple tacklers. He's a good little player. We saw him two weeks ago. He can play.
So a beautiful night here for football. A lot cooler than yesterday. I actually went to a Thursday afternoon game. It was Harpersville-Afton hosting Whitney Point. That was an 11-man game. Boy, it was hot yesterday afternoon for football. A lot of cramps down there.
11-man, it was hard to count all the guys?
Yeah, the field seemed very busy out there. I've been watching so much 8-man. So 7:40 to go, first quarter. This is UV again going left to right, starting at their own 30-yard line. Reifenberg is going to roll to the outside, wants to throw, looking for a receiver, has nowhere to go. He's going to have to tuck it and run on the right wing side. Reifenberg is stripped of the ball, somehow got it back, though, and is brought down. All that running comes up with a gain of about 3 yards on the play.
He was looking for Caden Butts, but they had two guys on him the whole time. He had nowhere to go, and they wrapped him up.
Good job by Green to sniff that out. That was Damian Hitt chasing him around, as well as Jaron Hogenkamp.
It was a good play action pass play out of the I formation. I would say right here they got Postman in the backfield again. It's probably going to be a keeper by Reifenberg. That seems to be the play when they have this formation out there.
So here is Unadilla Valley taking their time as they'll look to set this play up with 6:50 to go in this first quarter. They have a 2-point lead, 8-6. It's the Storm and the Trojans here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. We're glad to have you along. Reifenberg wants to run to the outside, and he's brought down as Green brought the house there on the rush, and Hogan Ludoff came through to bring him down.
Yeah, he just wants to keep the ball. Every time they put the Postman kid in the backfield, it looks like it's going to be a quarterback keeper for Reifenberg, and Green figured that out pretty quick there.
Of course, UV playing without one of their star players, Kyler Butts, who is out with an injury for the rest of the year. We see him down on the sideline with his walking boot on. Another one of those seniors will be going on to play at St. John Fisher next year, and I'm sure he wishes he was out there helping out. This is going to be a direct snap now to John Leonard. Cuts back to the left side on third down and long. He's brought down at the 35, well short of the first down. Reifenberg was not in on that play.
Yeah, it was interesting. He came out. He was kind of squeezing his hand a little bit. He looks like he's all right. He's going back in. I don't know why they brought him out for that play.
5:50 to go in the first. UV leading 8-6, and it looks like they're going to have to punt it away deep in their own end here.
UV definitely has a lot of moving parts. They have a lot of guys coming in and out. They get a lot of guys in the game.
So this will be Reifenberg doing the punting duties here.
You can do it all.
Waiting for the snap. Green playing real shallow here, trying to protect against the fake. Reifenberg wants to tuck it and run, and he is. He's going to cut back and come up well short. He's at the 36-yard line, and he was brought down there by Hogan Ludoff. Looked like maybe he should have punted that one away, tried to tuck it and run, and Green makes him pay.
He looked like he had a little daylight, but then Green just kind of collapsed right on him. It was a good play by Green. It almost looked like they were playing a little bit of a prevent defense. And then when he decided to tuck it in, they just kind of collapsed on him. They were ready for that. We've seen UV try to run that play before.
5:25 to go in the first quarter, and now Green is going to have excellent field position at the 36-yard line, again going right to left. And we'll see if it's going to be a heavy dose of Tristan Austin on this drive and the rest of the night. He is a very talented senior running back here for the Trojans.
He's in the backfield ready to go.
So here is Titus, the QB, in the shotgun, standing on about the 40-yard line, drops back to pass. He's got a man over the middle, and it is complete. And this is going to be a Green Trojans touchdown. Went over the middle, and they found Damian Hitt, and he cashes in for 6.
Surprised everybody. Surprised us. We thought they were going to go to Austin, just drop back, and he just flared out and went straight down the middle, touchdown. Just like old Sandlot football.
Yeah, that was he was wide open. UV couldn't recover in time. And that has to be so hard. You're so trying to protect against that run from Austin, and boom, they go over the top.
That's like when you're playing out back, right? Just go deep, and we'll throw it to you.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
So Green is now taking the lead 12-8 with 5:17 to go in the first. And they're going to go for the two-point conversion here. Wide receivers split out, one to the right, one to the left. And Austin is in the backfield. Here's Titus. Going to throw again. Throws over the middle, and it is complete. Two-point conversion is good. Hunter Page on the reception, and that is going to up the score to 14-8. The Green leading Unadilla Valley with 5:17 to go in the first quarter, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5:17 to go in the first quarter. Again, we're live in Norwich tonight. Nate Lull joined by Norwich Athletic Coordinator Rich Turnbull up in the press box here on a beautiful spring night for football. Green scores again to make it 14-8 over Unadilla Valley with 5:17 to go in the first. So we'll see if UV can answer back. As Green has scored on both of their possessions, UV scored on the first and came up empty on their second possession of the night. Kickoff now for the Storm. Reifenberg again is going to have to chase it all the way back to the 10-yard line, fields it there on the right wing side, sprints through the defenders and works his way out to about the 31 before he's tackled there on that far side by Hunter Page of Green.
The Green Trojans are finally kicking the ball off right down to the 10-yard line, and they're getting some really good field position on the kickoff. We last game we saw a lot of squib kicks, and Green seems to be kicking off a lot more than we've seen before.
Boy, where was it? Oh, yeah, it was in Harpersville yesterday. Their kicker was putting it in the end zone.
Oh, that's a great advantage, right?
Because Rich would love this.
Yeah, you can't return it in high school football, so that's an advantage, right?
Yeah.
They can return if you kick it to the end zone, isn't that right?
Yeah, well, at least yesterday. I would have to double-check on that, but nobody was bringing it out because this was well over and gone. It was nicely done. Harpersville Afton has a nice team this year. They actually play Delhi next Saturday, one I would like to do because I think that would be a great game. Here's Reifenberg on a 1st and 10, had nowhere to go, some miscommunication there, actually ran into one of his own players before he was brought down by Hogan Ludoff.
Him and John Leonard just ran right into each other and looked like Reifenberg got the worst of it. You don't want your quarterback to get hit by your man in motion.
And Hogan Ludoff came flying in there to get him as comes up for about a 1 yard gain. And now UV's going to have to find something that's going to work on offense here. With 4:40 to go in the first quarter, they trail 14-8 against Green here tonight.
UV's going to use another timeout. Do they know they only get three to the half?
The Storm's going to take a timeout here, so we will as well. Again, our score is Green 14, UV 8, 4:40 to go in the first. We'll be right back on WCDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
4:40 to go in the first quarter here tonight on WCDO. It's Nate Lull and Rich Turnbull with you. It's 14-8, Green leading Unadilla Valley. Look at our out-of-town scoreboard. Norwich football trailing Shenango Forks on the road tonight, 7-0, late in the first quarter there.
Yeah, it looks like Forks has got the ball too, right? We're watching it right here in the live.
Yeah, it looks like I can't see. It's too far away from me, Rich.
No, actually Norwich has got the ball.
And back here in front of us is UV with the ball, and they'll try to run it up the middle. See, that's what I get for watching two games.
Yeah, I know. We probably shouldn't be watching TV at the same time here.
John Leonard up the middle, gain of about one. So this is going to be 3rd down and 8 to go for the Storm.
So they got Reifenberg back in the backfield here again. They seem to be switching him out a lot more. Maybe they just want to get him a little rested, not give him the ball every time down the field here.
You know, they moved the ball very well on that opening drive. Since then, they've kind of stalled out a little bit, and we'll see if they can get things going. This is a key 3rd down. My gut feeling here is they can't get too far behind against this Green team because they seem to be very well-oiled on offense here tonight so far.
I think Coach Regas is just nervous to give the ball to Reifenberg every single time. I mean, that first drive, I think he took it every time.
Here's Reifenberg on a 3rd down and about 8 to go. Drops back. Green brings the house on the rush. Reifenberg does a nice job to get it off to John Leonard. He's going to be just short of the 1st down at about the 42-yard line. So this will be an interesting call here for Coach Regas on a fourth and inches.
Well-designed play. It was almost like that jailbreak screen pass you see in the NFL. It was a well-designed play.
Nice execution by Reifenberg, too. I mean, there was three guys just bearing down on him, and he was able to get that off in time.
The UV lineman just let all the green guys go, and then they went up and blocked upfield for the receiver. It was a well-designed play. It was well done. Oh, they gave him the first down, Nate.
Oh, they did? Wow.
No decision for Coach Regas. It looked well short. It looked like a couple yards short.
Yeah, I really thought it was short, and we got a good angle on it, too.
Yeah, good thing we're not officials up here.
We often say that on the radio. That's for sure. We're glad we're up here in the booth. So a first down for UV. They're going to roll out and throw again, and it's a completion to the 50-yard line. And that one is good for Colin Gilbert. He is brought down on the play by Tyler Brown of Green.
Looks like he's a yard short again, but we thought that last time, too. So they're definitely saying 2 yards short, so 8-yard gain.
Yeah, very nice play. Green bringing pressure. UV doing a nice job of getting rid of the ball and finding guys in open space.
Yeah, they're bringing a guy across the field, man in motion, and they're just hitting him in stride. It's well done here by UV.
2.5 to go in the first quarter. It's Green 14 and UV 8 on the turf tonight under the lights at Norwich High School. Here's Reifenberg on a second down and about 2 to go, right on the Norwich logo at midfield. They're going to hand it off. No, QB keeper for Reifenberg. He's going to have to tuck it, has nowhere to go. And again, breaking through the line was Damian Hitt, as well as Hunter Page. Those two have been absolutely incredible here tonight so far on defense.
It really looks like to me like they're running kind of an RPO here, run-pass option, and Reifenberg's making the decision to keep the ball because Coach Regas looks like he might be getting a little upset. Looks like he wants him maybe to hand the ball off. My guess is this is an RPO set that they're running out there, but I did play soccer in high school, so I might not be I might not be correct, but that's what it looks like to me.
So now instead of a second and two, we have a third down and about 7 to go here for UV. They're pushed back into their own territory at the 45. And we'll see if they can convert here on a key third down right at midfield with a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. They're going to hand it off. A nice run up the middle for Proskin to the 50 before he's tackled. Tyler Brown leading the charge there for Green as well as Quentin Pazino.
I don't think Coach Regas is going to be upset with that play. He handed the ball off and got a good yardage there. Got 8 yards and going to make this one an interesting one. Right at the 50, need 2 yards to go here.
Fourth down and about 2 to go. And maybe that's what Coach Regas is saying. Hey, let these other guys get involved,
right,
and it's going to open things up for you. We're under a minute to go in the first quarter. It's Green 14, Unadilla Valley 8. Eight-man football here tonight on WCDO. Thanks for spending your Friday night with us. This is Reifenberg under center. And he'll look to hand off. Now he's going to keep it himself. Gets to the outside, and he is going to be just about a yard short, I would say. He threw out a stiff arm but was brought down on the play there by Quentin Pazino again.
So he spun around to hand the ball off. There was nobody there. It looked like the running back went to the left side. He's looking to hand the ball off to the right side. Maybe a little miscommunication there by the UV Storm, and looks like Green holds him on fourth down.
So Green will have the ball right at the 50-yard line with 39 seconds to go in the first quarter, and they have a 14-8 lead.
With the Titus or with the Austin kid, you probably only need about 40 seconds, right?
Well, we've seen some impressive runs by him so far here tonight, and we'll see if we get another dose of him on this drive. Although last time Green had the ball, they went to the air and were very successful with it. They're going to pitch it to the outside. No, it's a fake, little option fake. Titus up the middle, good for about 8 yards before he's brought down by Timmy Postma.
It was definitely the option, and he decided to probably a good decision. Got about 7 yards on that. I think they're going to let the play clock run down here.
There's 20 seconds left. Looks like Green is going to just say, yep, that's good for the first quarter. And so with one quarter in the books here in Norwich, it is Green 14, UV 8. Start of the second quarter coming up. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works, our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Start of the second quarter under the lights here on the turf at Norwich High School. It is green and UV tonight in eight-man football action. It's Nate Lull and Rich Turnbull with you tonight on WCDO. Of course, Rich is the Norwich Athletic Coordinator. And again, our score is green 14, UV 8. We will switch ends of the field. So green with the ball after that UV turnover on downs. So now green going left to right. They are in UV territory starting at about the 43-yard line. Here's the snap. They're going to hand it off to Tristan Austin. Bounces to the right side. Moving those big legs, he'll get over the 40 down to about the 38-yard line. And it looks like if he has any space, he's just going to take off.
Yeah, the UV storm went up to tackle him, but it looks like the Austin kid hit them and not the other way around. Ooh, that was tough.
He looks like a sprinter type of guy. Like when he gets going, his stride kind of reminds me of a guy who would be maybe running the 200 or the 400 right, or something like that. He's got a lot of speed.
Looks extremely athletic. He just put his head down and went there, and oh boy, he hit that defensive back pretty hard for UV. Ooh.
So that'll be a first down, and Green now is at the UV 38-yard line. Here is Titus in the shotgun. He's got one wide receiver to the left, one to the right, wants to throw, goes to the left. He's got it complete to the far side for Damian Hitt. Good for a first down. Tiptoes down the sideline to the 20, to the 15, cuts back to the center of the field. Hitt's still on his feet. He's going to have a chance to get in. Hitt to the 10, to the 5, brought down right at the goal line. And a touchdown-saving tackle by Matt Bogdan, but a heck of a catch and run there for Green's Damian Hitt.
So how far, how wide is the football field? Because he went across and back. I mean, he just ran about 80 yards, I think. he got down at the 1 yard line. I mean, that was he went back and forth the entire way.
Yeah, started on the left, went all the way to the edge, went down the sideline, then cut all the way back across the center of the field, all the way to the right sideline.
And the pylon's down over here, so, I mean, he couldn't reach out and get it. We got to get that up. I mean, I don't know who the athletic coordinator is here. Holy cow.
We'll have to leave a message for that guy,
I guess. Yeah, get that pylon up over there.
So here's a first and goal to go for Green. Right on the 2 yard line, I would say. They're going to try to push the pile with Josh Titus, the QB. He is in, but we do have a flag on the play.
I don't know the rules of football very well. I'm going to be honest with the audience. I don't think the running back can push the quarterback like that, right?
Well, maybe he can, but not that obviously, I guess, as Tristan Austin came up behind and was just giving him as much of a push as he could there.
And I don't know many signals either, but that's what it looked like, the referee signal.
So this is going to back Green up here just a little bit. Titus looked like he was maybe going to be a little short. Austin came up and literally gave him a shove into the end zone there. But this will back it up to about the 7 yard line, I would say.
So as a coach, don't you reward the guy that just ran all over the field for you to get you down here? Don't you try to get him in the end zone? Or the coaches don't worry about that?
Oh, it seems so far here tonight like Green is, they're going to go with a little bit of everybody. We've seen some passing to a couple different guys. We've seen Austin. We've seen Titus with some QB keepers. And so here we go. Looks like they want to try to get everybody involved. So here is Titus on a first down and goal to go from about the 7 yard line. They go to Austin, but he is gang tackled in the backfield, as that is a very nice job by the UV defense, as that was Marcus Proskin getting through there, as well as Nick Tuttle. I think Tuttle was in there first.
Yeah, well played by UV. Very well played.
So with 9:40 to go in the second quarter, it is Green 14, UV 8. And so now this is going to be a second down and about 10 to go, I would say. And Mr. Athletic Coordinator, now the pylon on the other side of the field is down too.
So. I got to order new pylons. There must be something wrong with those pylons.
So this, I mean, Green was right on the goal line. I mean, technically, they had a QB sneak. Titus did get in, but it got called back, and now they're going in the wrong direction. So could UV hold here?
This would be a big stop for UV if they get a stop here and then score. We'd be right back in this game here.
Ball is at the 10-yard line on a second down here for Green, knocking on the end zone door again. Titus is going to fake the handoff, cuts back to the right, now back to the left. Titus still on his feet. Can he get to the corner? And he is in. A QB keeper, again, running the extra distance is the QB, Josh Titus.
See, that's the difference with a 8-man football compared to 11. If you get out in the open field and you have a good athletic player like the quarterback from Green, you could just run all over and scamper all over the place and score. It's just a completely different game. There's so much open field in the 8-man game.
Josh Titus, the senior quarterback, is able to run it in there for the Green Trojans with 8:53 to go in the first. They lead at 20-8 now, and they're going to go for two. And, you know, you look down a lot of the names on this roster for Green, these guys, and UV too, they've all played 3 or 4 years, and Green has had a lot of success over the last couple of years. So these guys definitely have some experience, whether it's 11-man and now onto the 8-man scene. So Green's going to take a timeout before the 2-point conversion. We'll step away for 30 seconds on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. 20-8 is our score with 8:53 to go in the first quarter. Green leading Unadilla Valley. And Green's going to be going for the 2-point conversion now. We had a request, I'm told, that we're looking for the BG and Deposit Hancock score, so we'll get that for you as soon as we can to pass that along. As last game we had on the radio was Oneonta and BG a week ago, and we should be having BG again on next week when they take on Sydney. So that'll be a good game next Friday night at Sydney. And here's the 2-point conversion for Green. Titus with the QB keeper is going to scamper in on the right wing side. And so our score now is Green 22 and UV 8 with 8:53 to go in the first quarter. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back. UV will have the ball again on WCDO.
From the smallest moments to the biggest milestones, life is filled with triumphs, changes, and challenges. And no matter where you are in your life, you can count on NBT Bank to support you every step of the way. With a wide range of products and easy-to-use digital tools, all with friendly, local teams to help you make the most of them. So live confidently and look forward to what's next, knowing that NBT Bank is here to help you focus on what matters. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
8:53 to go, second quarter. Green has scored 22 unanswered right now, and Green leads Unadilla Valley 22-8. UV is going to get the ball back, and you know, I thought UV did well on their last drive, just stalled out at about midfield as they went for it on that fourth down. See what the Storm can come up with here.
Really, it's they had that one play where they went for fourth down, and they should have probably punted when they kept it. They could be right in the game here.
Here's a line drive kickoff, and UV's going to field it at their own 35 and run all the way out to about the 48-yard line. Good return there for Matt Bogdan. And on the tackle was Damian Hitt, as well as Hogan Ludoff for Green.
Right at him, straight line drive, hot corner. Must be a third baseman.
So we'll have the ball at midfield here for Unadilla Valley. Actually, right there, I think this spot's a little generous, too. Going to be right at the 50-yard line. And so, you know, that last drive, I thought UV was starting to get some more guys involved. It started to work out a little bit. So we'll see what Coach Regas draws up here for the UV Storm.
They started to throw the ball a little bit more, got the ball out of Reifenberg's hands, and just a little bit more interesting to watch also. Just, you're right, it stalled out.
8:45 to go, second quarter. Make sure you stay tuned at halftime. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Continue to get you some out-of-town scores as well, and tell you what games are going to be on tomorrow as well. So here's a first down right at the 50-yard line. UV going right to left. They're going to hand off for John Leonard up the middle to the 45, to the 44. Lost the ball, though. Green's going to hold on to it. Was he down by contact? Yes, they're going to say he was down by contact there. So John Leonard picks up about 7 yards here on first down.
The official with the back to us, he was pointing to the ground, but none of the other officials are showing us, so it was hard for us to see up here, but he was definitely down.
So UV is into green territory now. This would be key for the Storm if they could get a score on this drive late in the second quarter, maybe cut it down to a one-score game. That would be huge momentum-wise.
UV's punt are kicking the ball at halftime, though, so Green would return. So.
And so another reason if UV could get in the end zone, try to tighten this game back up.
At some point, you're going to have to get a stop.
So UV with the ball again. This is Reifenberg in the shotgun off his left hip. He has Proskin, and he has Leonard. We're going to have a flag
delay a game
on the play here, and a delay a game against Unadilla Valley, so that will back them up.
We aren't using the play clock tonight, so you can see the back judge over here kind of marking it off like almost like a 10-second call in basketball. That's what they do when the play clock's not being used. So the guy in the back here, he was counting it down.
So that backs the ball up to about the 48-yard line for UV. Again, they're just into green territory near the Norwich logo at midfield as we're under the lights here in Norwich tonight using the turf field. Hand off to Proskin on a second down and about 8 to go. And he'll pick up about a yard on the play, maybe 2. So third down and 6 for the Storm. 7.5 to go in this second quarter. And it's Green 22 and UV 8.
Big play here. You got to think this is 4-down territory as well, right? You can't let Green get the ball back and score again. You got to make something happen here. It's 4-down territory. I know it sounds crazy, but when you're not stopping them on offense, you got to go for it here.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. It's a wide receiver split out to the right, one to the left. Reifenberg, he's got a man in motion. It's Leonard, and they're going to hand it off to him. It was bobbled, but he's going to turn the corner, and then he's brought down. Just grabbing onto the jersey there was Hunter Page, and kind of turned him around in a circle and brought him down at the 46.
Just reached out and grabbed him and spun him around and threw him down. It was a great play.
Looked like he was going to turn that edge and maybe have a good chance at the first down, but well done there by Hunter Page of Green.
Yeah, had a lot of running room out there, but the outside linebacker just got there quick.
Timeout taken by UV. They're going to have a key fourth down at about 7 to go when we come back. 6:35 to go second quarter. It's Green 22 and UV 8 on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. 6:35 to go, second quarter. It is 22-8. Green on top of Unadilla Valley. Nate Lull and Rich Turnbull with you tonight on WCDO. And this is going to be a key fourth down here for the UV Storm. They're in green territory at the 47-yard line. I'd say it's about a 4th and 7 to go, maybe 6. So this is key.
You know this is important for UV. They used their last time out of the half. They know they got to get something here. And I agree. You got to get something here. Oh, they're going to – are they going with Reifenberg in the backfield?
Reifenberg is in the shotgun here. He's got one wide receiver split out to the left wing side. And let's see what they were able to draw up in this timeout, if they're going to go to the air. Looks like they are. Reifenberg drops back. The pressure is coming. He steps up in the pocket. Reifenberg is hauled down, still on his feet. No. Lost control of it, and that was Hunter Page able to rip him down right at midfield, so a turnover on downs, and just nothing kind of developed on that play.
Two really good plays by Hunter Page, right? He had the tackle before that. Great two plays. I mean, kind of arm tackles. He spun them around both times, but getting the job done.
Another look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Shenango Forks leading Norwich 14-0. That game is down at Forks tonight. That game 8 minutes to go in the second quarter. And during our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report, we'll see if we can get you some other score updates from around the area. We'll talk about what games are on tomorrow and what time those kickoffs will be as well. So here is Green now going left to right. Titus is going to rope one over the middle, complete down to the 30-yard line as Wyatt Ingram was able to haul that in, a 20-yard pickup for the Trojans.
Just a jailbreak. They just sent everybody down the field. Go long. We'll throw it to you. We'll throw it to one of you. There's three of them open.
Titus with a great throw, too.
Just hit one of them, yeah. He throws the ball hard, a little sidearm action, almost like a little Aaron Rodgers sidearm.
Yeah, that was a great play into open space, and Ingram was able to haul it in, and then it got tripped up at the 30. So Green is marching once again with 5:55 to go in the second quarter, and they're leading 22-8. They're trying to pump up this lead. Titus will hand it off to Tristan Austin, and he's pumping those legs forwards across the 20 to about the 18 before he is brought down on the play there by UV. Looked like Nick Tuttle was in on the tackle.
He carried Marcus Broskin for about 10 yards of that play. He's a tough kid.
So Green now is into the red zone across the 20 to about the 18-yard line for the Trojans, and they are just in control here tonight. I was talking with Coach Gorton before the game, the Green head coach, and I said, hey, you know, you played UV in week one. What did you learn? He goes, it was such an adjustment. It was their first game in eight-man, and he goes, we really struggled, but we feel like we're finding our rhythm now, and I think that shows so far here tonight. First down for the Trojans. And they're going to look to hand it off to Tristan Austin, gets the edge to the left side, pushes the pile forward, and he steps out of bounds at about the three-yard line, forced out on the play there by John Leonard of UV.
Just ran out of room on the sideline. He's a tough player, 21. Oof.
And so this is going to be a first down and goal to go for the Trojans with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter, and Green leading 22-8.
Every other time Green's got it this far down the field, they just go right up the middle. I wouldn't expect anything different here either. Maybe a quarterback sneak or maybe just a little dive play to Austin.
Touchdown so far tonight for Green for Josh Titus, Tristan Austin, and Damian Hitt. We'll see who gets the call here on this play for the Trojans. Titus is going to roll out, wants to throw, tucks it, cuts back. Titus is going to be close.
Fumble.
He lost the ball. It's loose in the end zone. Who's going to come up with it here?
It.
And yes.
Interesting call.
The Storm with the ball there, and you say interesting call. Looked like they wanted to throw, and Titus made the decision to cut back. And we talked about it a little earlier, guys holding it with one hand there, and that was tough.
He was like pump faking the whole time. He was rolling out pump faking, and the UV guy just came up and hit him. He lost the ball. It bounced in the end zone. The UV kid caught it. He probably should have just let it go to the end zone and then and just fell on it, but he came out. It looked like to the 1 yard line. So UV might have the ball here on the one.
The officials, Zebra Crew, is having a little conference here to talk this over. I wonder if it's going to be where the spot is, yeah.
I would think so. He definitely lost the ball. So UV, they're probably thinking about the spot here.
Yeah.
On the first down.
Yep, UV's got the ball here. I wonder if that whole conference was just to see if UV definitely had the ball or not there.
Yeah, I don't know why they conference that. It was definitely out. First down on the one, though.
Oh, boy. UV's going to have to be careful here as they are backed up against their own end zone, but I'm sure they will take it as Green was knocking on the door, and it felt like that was going to really blow this game open. I mean, it's already 22-8. That would have really added to it for Green, but a big stop there by the UV defense, and I think that was Travis Knapp, who was one of the guys responsible for knocking that out of the hands of Josh Titus.
If UV can come down and score 99 yards here, this will be a huge momentum change.
So they are lined up pretty much on their own goal line. They're going to be very careful here that they can get out in time. And so this is Blaine Reifenberg. He is under center. I wonder if they're just going to try to push it up the middle.
Oh,
and,
oh
boy.
Play.
They called him off. Well done there as Green jumped.
Very smart play. Years and years of experience for Coach Regas right there to get them 5 yards. That was a very smart play. You know that the coaching staff told them to do that.
You know, I was wondering on a couple of the fourth downs if they would maybe try something like that to get Green to jump. And maybe they did, and it didn't work, but that time it did, and Green jumped. And so that gives UV some real estate to work with here with 4:55 to go in the second quarter. Our score is Green 22 and UV 8, but Green just fumbled on the goal line, and so this will give UV a chance late in the second quarter on a drive. They'll try to run it here on first down, and, well, it was about first and five. I'd say it's going to be about second and five now.
Just right up the middle, Green played it well. I mean, you got to think that the Green's probably playing a little over-aggressive, trying to get the safety there. It was a smart play by UV. Now, hopefully, they can get a little momentum here and get going.
So UV taking their time. They're in the huddle and looking to come out here and get some more breathing room and get away from their own end zone here. So this will be Reifenberg again. He's got a wide receiver split, one to the right, one to the left, as UV goes right to left on your radio dial. Here on a second and five, Reifenberg cuts to the outside, nowhere to go. Again, gang tackled there by the Trojans, and leading the charge was Wyatt Ingram.
five green defenders, nobody but Reifenberg for UV. That's not a good recipe for success there.
And Reifenberg just had no time there. The Trojans were just right through the line.
I would think that you want to use more of the field for Reifenberg. Why not go to the right side a little bit here? Because you're on the left hash mark.
So third down and about five to go. Again, another key play here for Unadilla Valley, as they don't want to give Green this ball back if they can help it here with 3:35 to go in the second quarter. You do not want to give them another chance to try to get in the end zone. And so a score update from that Norwich-Shenango Forks game, 20-0 now for Forks over Norwich.
Looks like Shenango Forks just scored.
And so here down on a key third down and five, they're going to throw over the middle, going to be very close to a first down. I like that play as they float one to Caden Butts, and it's going to be good for the first down. Move the chains.
It's the old little pop pass to the tight end, it looked like. Just a little quick 5-yard drop, and then he just kind of jumps up and throws it. Norwich used to run that playback, you know, early 2000s. That was an old John Pluta play that I used to see.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You've been watching those videos on the YouTube channel.
Yeah, anybody wants to watch our YouTube channel, go watch the pop pass. They used to call that the pop pass in Norwich.
I got to give you guys a lot of credit. You've done some great things with your Norwich YouTube channel. A lot of old games on there. Really cool to see if anybody wants to look that up. Some of the state championship basketball stuff. It's a really great resource. Here's Reifenberg on a first down, and he's going to gather up about 6 yards across the 20 out to about the 23-yard line here for UV.
It makes sense with that pop pass, right, because Coach Regas is a Walton graduate.
Mm.
So, and Walton used to run that same play back with Hoover, and John Pluta and Hoover are best friends. Now Pluta's with Hoover and Walton.
Right.
It's an old Walton play, that old pop pass. So it makes sense that Art Regas is running that here for UV. He's an old, I think Art Regas was on the first Jim Hoover football team.
Oof.
How about that for some history?
That is some good history. Yeah, and John Pluta still traveling all the way over to Walton to help with their program.
Gotta love football, right?
Yeah, that's great to see. So this is going to be 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Second down and about three to go. UV goes back to the air. It's tipped, almost intercepted there as it went off the hands of Hogan Ludoff. Third down coming for the Storm. They trail 22-8. Halftime coming up in about 2 minutes.
I was going to mention this earlier. Do you notice Reifenberg's throwing with a glove on?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know if I could do that. I mean, how many quarterbacks throw with a glove?
I don't see. I've been trying to pay more attention to that this year. Who wears gloves? Who doesn't? Almost. I don't think I've seen any other QB wear gloves this year, though.
And I feel like every time he's dropping back the pass, he's trying to grip the ball better. I take the gloves off, buddy.
So we'll see. I'm sure everybody has their preference.
I'm getting a head shake in the press box.
Third down and about three to go. Here's Reifenberg on the QB keeper. Oh. He's tripped up. And so a fourth down coming as he's going to be about a yard short. And again, Green coming with that rush. And it was Wyatt Ingram getting in there again.
Green ran out. The coaches ran out, got a little quick timeout. They're hoping they can score again here.
So Green will take a timeout. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. 1:48 to go, second quarter. Green 22, UV 8. We'll be back on CDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887. That's 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville. Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Fourth down now for Unadilla Valley, and they're going to have to punt it away, I would think, here as they're deep in their own end at about the 22-yard line.
Do you have anything to lose here, though? I mean, you haven't stopped them, really. I mean, that last play. But it did just look like Reifenberg was practicing punting over here, so, I mean.
I think UV's got some things to think about here. They're trying to keep Green out of the end zone here before the halftime break. Green's going to get the ball back to start the third quarter.
They're definitely lining up the punt, but, I mean, last time they did too, so. There's no one in the backfield, so punt it away, right?
Reifenberg is going to punt it this time. Bounces out to midfield, takes a UV bounce, and rolls out to about the 46-yard line. And UV's going to down it there. So Green is going to have limited time to work with, about a minute 37 to go before the halftime break. They'll take it over going left to right as they have a 22-8 lead. The offense has been clicking very well here tonight for the Trojans.
Now, that is some confidence for Green, right? Just they just didn't put anybody in the backfield. They know they're going to get the ball back. They just kind of played safe, that gave no room for Reifenberg to run. So can they go 54 yards, score here in minute 37?
Well, we've seen they do have some explosive weapons, and if they could get it outside to Tristan Austin, he would certainly have a chance. They're going to pitch it to him on the right side, out to the 45 to the 46, steps out of bounds, wants to make sure that clock stops running.
He just kind of gave that one up. I don't know what to say.
Well, maybe he was afraid of getting tackled inbounds. The clock would still be moving. Minute 32 to go right now. Green leading 22-8. We do have someone reporting a score. Our good friend Tim Smith reporting in a score from out of town. Spencer Van Etten Kander leading at Trumansburg 40-12 in the second quarter. Of course, host of the Cover 4 podcast. Big thank you to Tim for that score. Here's Tristan Austin to the outside, turning on that track speed to the 20, to the 10, and he is untouched into the end zone. About a 52-yard run there for Tristan Austin for the Trojans' touchdown.
He just saw that hole and literally took off, just like a jet. He had another speed. We haven't seen that other speed yet tonight. That was quite amazing right there. Just took off.
Yeah, that's that sprinter speed that Tristan Austin has. I think every member of that family that we've seen over the years, whether it be some of his one of his older brothers or his older sisters, all good athletes in the family. And Tristan doing his best there, running down the sideline, a 52-yard touchdown.
I mean, that's how wide open the eight-man game is. He ran 52 yards, wasn't even touched.
And so Green going...
It was no trickery.
Yeah, no trickery. Just pretty much had the space and the speed. Green going for two. Titus is going to throw over the middle, and this one is incomplete. So the two-point conversion is no good. Green leads 28-8 with a 1:20 to go in the second quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds and be right back on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in Unadilla is not only your one stop for all of your pharmaceutical needs, but Brown's also carries Burt's Bees products, cards, candy, Nature's Bounty vitamins, over-the-counter and prescription drugs, and more. Small in size, but large in healthcare products for you and your family. It's Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays, 8 to 1.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. A minute 20 to go in the second quarter, and it is Green 28 and UV 8. Eight-man football tonight on WCDO, as that was Tristan Austin scoring his second touchdown of the night for the Green Trojans. A 52-yard run down that left sideline, and when he got up to speed, he was gone. And so UV is going to have to try their best here. With limited time left in the second quarter, it has been 28 unanswered points so far for Green here after that opening drive touchdown for UV.
Very smart timeout by Green. Got the ball back. Easy score. Here comes that squib kick again.
Right up the middle, and UV doing a good job to fall on it at their own 43-yard line there. Nice job by Caden Butts.
Yeah, very smart play by Caden Butts. Saw that and just fell on it. And now, you know what? UV's got good field position. A good run play by Reifenberg. You know, you get right back in this game.
So that's two times now that Green has tried that little squib right up the middle, just trying to get it to roll 10 yards and fall on it. I feel like that's the old Pat McAfee play for the Colts. I know he pulled that off a couple of times.
Yeah, you just kick it straight up the middle. Yeah. And it looks like the kid plays soccer. Soccer is pretty popular in Green, so maybe he's an old soccer player.
Yeah, the Green boys soccer program has been very good for a number of years, and again this year as well. So here is UV with a minute 18 to go in the second quarter. Going right to left, here's Reifenberg, wants to throw, steps up into the pocket, he's got a little bit of a hole to the 50, still dancing, a good little spin move.
Good play.
There he goes, 40 to the 30, Reifenberg on his horse down to the 20, to the 10, down to the 5, and he's in. He is in for a UV touchdown. Rich called it there, a good run by Reifenberg, and he is in for 6.
Wow, he spun away from the defender, looked like he was dead to rights there, but he got away and took off. Wow, what a good play.
So Reifenberg.
Sorry, I got a little excited there, Nate.
No, that's all right. It's Reifenberg scores his second touchdown here of the night, and UV's back in this game with a 1:03 to go in the second quarter. They now trail 28-14.
Now, do they do the onside kick when it comes back?
I don't know. I mean, this is
You got the Austin kid that can run for 50 yards, so who knows?
We'll see if Coach Regas wants to roll the dice. I would say very important for them to try to punch in this two-point conversion first. So here is Reifenberg in the shotgun. One wide receiver split to the right, one to the left. Again, with 1:03 to go, heck of a run there by Reifenberg of about 50 yards. And he's waiting for the snap. Reifenberg steps back, wants to throw. Throws over the middle, finds Caden Butts, and it is good.
He caught it.
He got hit, but he was able to hold on. Two-point conversion is good, and UV is back in this game with 1:03 to go in the second quarter. It's Green 28 and UV 16. We'll be right back on WCDO.
This is the time of year that it's sometimes warm and sometimes cold. You might need furnace repair, or you might be thinking about installing a central air conditioning unit for the summer. Either way, it's time to call Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Kurt can install, service, or repair furnaces, boilers, hot water heaters, and air conditioners. Not to mention air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and home repairs too. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Nice run on the touchdown there of about 50 yards for UV's Blaine Reifenberg. The two-point conversion pass was good to Caden Butts. And so UV has new life now with just over a minute to go in the second quarter. It's Green 28 and UV 16 here in this eight-man football contest tonight. Here's Timmy Postma with
a little good
UV kick here back to the 10-yard line, scooped up by Ingram. And then, boy, he is rocked on the return. And the tackler on the play was John Leonard. So UV has some new life here.
Doesn't it feel like a little momentum here for UV? He got hit hard.
You know, Reifenberg spinning out of that. It looked like Green was going to haul him down. Still would have been a nice play, but then him spinning out and scoring that touchdown, yeah, you're right. I think it seems to have given UV a little momentum back here.
They just seem a little excited. They got the cowbell going on down here in the crowd. UV loves the cowbell.
So at the 15-yard line, this will be Green with 57 seconds
to
go.
Trips to the right. We haven't seen this yet. Trips to the right for Green. So the Austin kids to the right.
Let's see if the Trojans can dial up a play here to try to get back in the end zone. They want to go to the air. They're going to toss one up into the night sky, and this one is almost intercepted at midfield there.
That could have been offensive pass interference. 23 ran right into number 8. 23's looking for the call, but he made the contact.
So Green was lofting one up into double coverage there. But
it was a good pass. It was well thrown.
No dice there for the Trojans with 49 seconds to go now, second quarter. Green leading 28-16. And let's see what the Trojans decide to do here on a second down and 10, ball at their own 15-yard line. Still a 20-0 game as Shenango Forks hosts Norwich tonight. Almost halftime in that game, too, as we're keeping an eye on that. And so, again, second and 10 here for the Green Trojans. They'll look to hand it off. They go to Tristan Austin, cuts up the middle, and Timmy Postma is able to bring down Tristan Austin on the play.
Definitely some excitement here on the UV side.
Yeah, the crowd's back into it. That touchdown really gave UV some new life.
Now, they don't have any timeouts to waste here, but did Green just use one?
It looks like Green's going to take a timeout. So we're going to step away for 30 seconds with 38 seconds to go, second quarter. It's Green 28, UV 16. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Green is going to have the ball on third down here in about 5 to go with 38 seconds to go before the halftime break. Green is at their own 20-yard line. They'll hand it off to Tristan Austin. He's got some room. Cuts to the 30. UV trying to push him out of bounds, and they do at the 32-yard line. He wanted to stop that clock. 31 seconds left here, second quarter.
There was a bunch of guys getting ready to hit him, but he ran out of bounds just in time. The UV guys were right there.
So that will be good enough for a first down for Green, and they're out to the UV 32-yard line. So Green trying to milk this clock for all it's worth here.
UV's got kind of the eight-man version of prevent defense going here. Look how far they're playing Reifenberg back. I don't know if that's a great strategy because, I mean, do you really want Reifenberg going up against Austin one-on-one in the back? I don't know.
So let's see what Green dials up here. Will they try to go back to the air or just a heavy dose of Austin? He runs to the outside to the 40, and he's brought down. No, he's still on his feet here, pushing his way up to the 42-yard line. Going to be very close to a first down, but I don't think he got out. And the clock's going to continue to run here, down to 15 seconds left. Green is going to get the ball to start the third quarter.
Neither team has any timeouts, so it's going to be the end of the half here.
And so that will do it. Clock will run out.
Everybody's staring at each other. Yeah. Coach Gordon didn't like that. Whatever happened, Coach Gordon didn't like it.
I think he wanted to say that maybe Austin was out of bounds, but that's going to do it. Our halftime score is Green 28, Unadilla Valley 16. That'll be our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. And it's halftime as well between Norwich and Forks, with Forks leading that game 20-0. So we'll be back in just a few minutes here on WCDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This